يا حياتي يا فؤادي، يا عشيقي يا ودادي، يا قصيدي. Previously on Heartbreak. You can't just be passing fatwas like this without the authority to do so. You're not even a qualified alim as yet.
Me? Not a qualified alim as yet? If I didn't know better, I'd say you're questioning my authority, bro.
No, I'm just concerned about you.
My champion, there's going to be a change once again in your living arrangement. You and Huda are going to move back to Nani's house, okay?
No, Abba! Not again! Why can't I stay here? I am happy and you are happy. We are supposed to be happy, but every time we have some happiness, things have to change. Change, change, change. I hate change.
I don't know what to say, big guy, but just remember that Allah tests his toughest soldiers.
These cuts don't look like accidents. You've been cutting yourself purposefully, haven't you? Huda, why?
Nani, please don't be upset. I didn't mean to. It's just the only way I can keep my mind quiet. The physical pain feels...
Enough, Huda. There's no way that any human can find any pleasure or relief in physical pain. Are you doing this just to get attention?
No, I'm sorry.
Huda? Huda, come now. Don't you see your Ummi? Don't you think she already has enough to deal with? Please, my bachu, if you need anything, come talk to Nani.
And now, on Heartbreak.
مشاعر الحب في الرحمن تأتلك تصغي إلى القلب في شوق له ألك مشاعر الحب في
يا فؤادي يا عشيقي يا ودادي يا قصيدي يا مرادي يا نشيد الأغنية.
Ever so often, Huda's life skills teacher had said that nothing is so bad that it can't be worked on. She reiterated that suicide was the easy way out. But during that fateful moment when Huda decided to end it all, she felt that it was anything but easy.
Huda! Wake up! Please! I need you! Wake up!
As Abdullah attempted to wake his sister up, his words were cut short as a strange foam started seeping through Huda's pressed lips. Using his finger, he wiped it away, but felt the coldness of Huda's face.
Ummi! Ummi! Nana! Nana! Somebody! Come! There's something wrong with Huda!
As Abdullah screamed for his mother, an abundance of tears strolled down his soft baby cheeks. Rumaysa entered the room, and the sight which found her was a sight ingrained in her mind's eye that she could never escape from.
Huda? Huda? Oh Allah, what have I done?
Rumaysa, together with her parents, coveted over Huda's body as emergency assistance was sought.
786, what's your emergency?
Hello, I need an ambulance. It's my daughter. My daughter, she's unconscious. I don't know what happened. I don't know what to do.
Okay, ma'am, please calm down. Can you please stay on the line while we're getting more information from you so that we can dispatch the ambulance to you?
While Remesa was busy with the operator, so too was her father. He had contacted one of his CPF buddies, who promptly put the message out there, and Rescue 786 responded swiftly.
To leave the room immediately, please. I need some space. Leave immediately.
Baby. Baby, please. Don't leave us, baby. Please.
Come, Romesa. Let them work.
Nana, why won't Huda wake up? What's wrong with her? She is the best big sister ever. She needs to help us everything. I don't want her to die.
She's not going to die, Abdullah. She is going to be okay. She has to be okay.
Come on, little one. You got this. Fight. You got this.
The longest 10 minutes for the paramedic who answered the call for assistance. In all his years on the job, this was his youngest suicide attempt, and he was not ready to allow her to succumb to the desire to end it all.
Oh, shukr, shukr, alhamdulillah, ya Allah.
She's not out of the woods just yet. Please, make way. We need to get her to the hospital immediately.
Huda was transported to the hospital, and her mother and grandparents followed behind, while Abdullah remained behind with Mahmoud and Faiza. Remesa was now tasked with making that dreadful phone call to Yasser, informing him of the events which just unfolded.
Rumesa, now what did I do wrong today?
Yasser. Yasser.
What's wrong, Rumesa? Is everything okay?
It's Huda. Huda.
What's wrong with Huda?
She's being transported to the hospital now. She took an overdose of pills. She's barely breathing now, Yasser.
Which hospital? Which hospital? I'm on my way.
Remesa provided Yasser with the required information, and true to his words, he was in the hospital for a year by the time she had arrived.
Well, what happened, Remesa? She was so happy this afternoon. Her laughter filled the house today. It had been so long since I heard it. She didn't laugh often these days.
I don't know. I don't know where it all went wrong, Yasser. I wish that we could turn back the hands of time and do things differently. How different things could have been.
At the hospital, the doctors worked to pump the tablets out of Huda's system, and she was placed in high care. Except for the brief cough at the house, there was no sign of life in Huda. Her breathing so shallow, her eyes resting, she looked at peace. Huda spent 3 days in a comatose state, and it was during this time that the torment that consumed her came to light. Her pain flowed freely within the pages of her diary, and her tear-stained letters to each of her parents told the story of a 12-year-old who lay in a crumpled heap, unraveling at the seams, unable to silence the thoughts which her actions brought to her constantly churning mind.
My beloved father, your intentions were noble as you planned to find a wife who would complete half of your iman and fill the shoes of a mother to me and Abdullah. May Allah grant you a wife who would be a garment unto you and ease the pain which my actions have caused. Abba, you are, and even in death, remain my hero. Your efforts to be a better man and a good Muslim for your children did not go unnoticed. Continue doing this so that your footsteps will be one Abdullah will be proud to follow. I'm sorry for the pain I have caused, and beg forgiveness for the pain you will endure because of this choice I have made. I did not choose a coward's way out because it was easier, but because the strength it takes to admit my mistakes is just too much to bear. I cannot love with myself knowing that the words which left the mouth you fed caused such misery in your life. I love you, Abba. I really, really love you. From my heart that I write this letter. Just as the world keeps turning, so do other thoughts which go on in my mind. There is no end. I find myself in a pit of darkness, and while I don't blame you, I do wish you had made it easy on me. I know that you love me dearly, but it was that same love that caused me to deeply hurt those whom I love so dearly too. The pain Abdullah had to face because of the lies I spread was more than anyone his age should experience. I am filled with anguish and am very sorry for the pain you are about to experience. This is the only way to silence myself and to finally get rid of the guilt that has been eating me from within. My beloved mother, you are truly loved, more than life itself. Forgive me, please. Love, Huda.
Tera saaya main tujhko thaam loon uth ke sabse pehle.
Alhamdulillah, you've been listening to Heartbreak Break, our Radio Islam International drama series. We now cross over to our ulama to discuss the various lessons we've learned from this episode.
Yes, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Another tearjerker, another sad episode comes to an end, and with no sign of Huda, living or dead. 3 days already in hospital. You've heard the letter being read out and her sentiments been expressed. This poor little child, 12 years of age, trying to take matters in her own control and trying to see how she can help the entire family. At this moment, she's keeping her father on one side, her brother on the other side, and the mother on the other side. She's so puzzled. She does not know where to turn to. The only thing that makes sense to her at this moment is to call it quits, to throw in the towels and to say it's over. Ya Allah, this little girl, 12 years of age, has attempted to take her life and end all problems. Mala Yusuf, this is a real sad turn of events.
Gee, Malana Habib, really it was quite like you mentioned, you know, you put it beautifully, that in a way she had no other option. She looked this side, she looked that side, there was no way out, there was no escape route. And there are many teenagers in today's time, not just teenagers, there are other people as well, that contemplate suicide. They start thinking of suicide and eventually they go ahead and they commit suicide. So I just want to go through some of the warning signs.
Yeah, sometimes this is important. We shouldn't treat this lightly. And I want you people to pay special attention to what Mullah Yusuf is going to discuss in the next few moments. The tell signs of a person who is attempting suicide.
So just to go through a few signs of a person that's contemplating suicide. There are some that might be able to hide it. But according to experts, these are generally the signs by which you can make out if a person is contemplating suicide, or you know, it can be like a red flag. So the first one, of course, the main one is excessive sadness and moodiness. This is the reason why a person would want to end his or her life. There's some difficulty in life, so excessive, all of a sudden entire life he or she was happy, joyful, and now you're finding long periods of sadness, change of mood. This is the biggest red flag, Mulana.
Yes, and if you look at the life of Huda, she's been juggling so many roles. She's been trying her utmost best to keep both sides of the family happy.
Yes.
And the past few months, it's almost a year already, it hasn't been easy for her. And this is a small child we're talking about. And she's seen no light. In this 1 year, she's seen no light, no happiness. And so, this excessive sadness has pushed her to this limit, Mala Yusuf.
Yes, of course, that is very important. You mentioned it. Also, hopelessness. This is another sign experts give, hopelessness. Now, if you look here, Huda, she lost hope. Initially, she had this hope or this desire that one day my mother and father can get back together. But eventually, she lost hope and it became too much. And she expected nothing. She expected nothing. She expected nothing good in the future. And that is why she took the step. So hopelessness is another red flag. When a person seems like, you know, he or she has no hope, it's something you need to start worrying. You basically need to start worrying. Sleep problems, a change of sleep pattern, this is also a sign that a person might be contemplating suicide.
Yeah, and if you followed closely, you would hear that Huda was complaining, I hear these voices in my head, telling me this and telling me that. So that uneasiness of the mind was leading to sleep problems also, Mullah Yusuf.
Yes, there is quite true. Then also changes, you know, changes in personality and appearance, withdrawals, and just some, you know, even though many of these signs might not 100% link up to Huda, but we're mentioning this just for the benefit of the listeners, because you don't know who it can benefit. So, you know, you might get a person who all of a sudden wants to be alone. A person who's always been a people's person, but now he or she wants to be alone. And the reason for this is because the activities that they used to find joy in, they don't find that joy anymore. Life is dull. Life is void of fun or excitement or anything like that. And that is why they just want to be alone. So that person wants to be alone. Sleeping is out of order. The person's always moody. You know, the person just doesn't want to talk to anyone. Especially if it's like someone living in your home. That's basically how you're going to know about this. If you are the person all the time. These are things to be concerned about.
Yes, and if you look at these signs, they are so relevant to the drama series also. It's following Huda's life also. And we want parents today to take this very seriously. See how this is impacting the children. If you find these signs in your child, it might not be related to marriage, like yes, in the case of Huda and them, but it could be something totally different. It could be another issue altogether. But when you do pick up these signs that your son or your daughter is not eating regularly, their appetite has changed, they've lost their appetite, they're no longer hanging out with friends, they don't have the interest to do anything, and another thing is that they don't bath for many days on end. They become very slack in their hygiene issues. If you notice these signs, they're going through depression. And serious depression. And either they're going to do one of two things. Do something really, really irresponsible, or they're going to end up taking their life. One of the two. So they're going to go to the ultimate. In the case of Huda, she has gone to the extreme. She has taken the overdosage of the pills. So these are serious things that we need to keep in mind. And we must understand that children interpret situations according to their level of understanding, and adults interpret the situation according to their level of understanding. And we must always keep this in mind. Don't underestimate the mind of a child.
Gee, that is very true. Then just another last point before we conclude, Molana, is the actual threatening of committing suicide. Sometimes when a child says, you know, I'm tired of life and I want to take my life away, we laugh at it. You know, it will become like a kind of a family joke on the table.
We'll say, go ahead.
Yeah, but what we don't realize is, according to experts in studies, up to 75% of suicide cases were such where the person that took his or her life told someone that I'm going to take my life. So when a person says, I'm going to take my life, we might joke about it, we're not realizing that 75% of people who take their lives, they actually tell people they're going to take their lives.
And in the case of Huda, she even left a note for her father. We've heard the letter that was read out earlier on. Such a sad letter. She has love for her father, love for her mother, love for Abdullah. The poor girl just does not know where to find solutions. Ya Allah, let's take this seriously. Throughout the series, we've been emphasizing that it's the children, it's the children, and it's the children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for one and all.
You've been listening to Heartbreak, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.
All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast.